emergencies and crises. As a hospitality industry, there are so many people trust you and they come to you. They may stay with you, they may have food with you. So your roles and responsibility to take care of their safety and security and handling emergencies and crises also. What exactly the safety and security, what exactly the emergencies, what exactly the crisis can happen, and what exactly the hospitality industry responsibility, let's discuss further how exactly it works. As a hospitality industry, your role and responsibility is vigilance and security. The same time, now your responsibility of hospitality industry is to take care of the terror attacks also. The same time, what exactly the crisis, what exactly the terror attacks, and what exactly the safety, what exactly the security, what process you need to follow, let's discuss further. Emergencies and crisis at the workplace. Let's take a brief about what exactly the emergencies and what kind of crisis can come to your workplace. Can be blame be assessed in this incident? Why or why not? Whenever the incident happen in your workplace, it may be assessed why and why not also. How might this crisis have been prevented? Whenever the crisis happens, the prevention is very important. There would be a question mark. How can be prevented this crisis? And at the same time, how damaged is your business? If any crisis happens, what exactly the damage happened to you? This is also can be countable. The same times, was a crisis plan in place? Whatever the crisis comes, are you proactive and have you planned anything? Is there any plan in your workplace? That is how can we assess. The same time, how can the private sector work with the public agencies to the private future crisis? Whenever you are working as a public sector, whenever you are working as a private sector, and what support you have taken from the government to prevent this crisis, this is also a very important factor. There are six phases of any crisis and emergency. There would be six phases are there in any kind of emergency and any kind of the crisis. One is a pre-crisis. Obviously, whenever the crisis happens, you would be knowing crisis might happen. For that, you need to take care of your plan as well. The second is warning. You would be warned from the government organizations as there would be some crisis. That time you need to be proactive. And emergency crisis and rehabilitation and recovery and reconstruction, these are the phases for any kind of the crisis. Type of crisis, what kind of crisis can occur in a hospitality industry? One is man-made crisis can happen, can be a strike, can be a union problems. Any kind of man-made crisis can happen. At the same time, unfortunate fires can happen. This is also one crisis can happen in a hospitality industry. The third is conventional wars. There might be a wars can happen in locally or nationally or internationally also. These wars also can happen. At the same time, biological wars also can happen, chemical wars and nuclear wars and communal rights and bomb blast. These are the crises happen. Recently we have gone through this bomb blast also, and a few strikes also we have gone through, because these are the things can come any moment of the time. That is the reason these are known as a crisis. Now again, some type of crisis, let's discuss. Some are natural crisis, maybe cyclone can come. These are natural crises. At the same time, earthquakes, floods, cyclones and landslides and tsunami and the feminine draft and the vacuum, these are known as a crisis. Unfortunately, with the nature it can come, this need to be take care as a proactive manner. Now, 10 commandments of crisis management. Whenever crisis might come to your organization, so there would be a process is always in place. Few 10 commandments are there. If you are able to follow these 10 commandments, so you can prevent the crisis and you can sustain whenever crisis comes, and whenever you can reduce the losses whenever the crisis comes. So let's discuss briefly about these 10 points. First is strategic management and information system has to be there in place. there should be a workforce, those who are working towards the crisis management, and information system also has to be there in place. And select a crisis management team, which we have spoken, there would be some team has to be there, which need to take care of the crisis. At the same time, develop a crisis plan, develop a crisis plan. It has to be there. Whenever the crisis comes, there should be some plan has to be there. You need to follow the plan. At the same time, decide on crisis communication objectives of crisis management. At the same time, collect facts and evidence, document observation, the input of experts and peers and employees. You need to document it whenever the crisis happens from your internal customers. Decide on a course of action and analyze the alternative results. Collect new facts. What exactly the facts are there? You need to collect the information. And the decision has to be there whenever the crisis happens. For example, any kind of strike is happening, you need to take care of the decision. Immediately, if you are able to shut your organization, whatever the internal customers are there, whatever the external customers, those who are staying with you, and those who are having meal, they will be taken care. So decision has to happen. What exactly need to be done whenever a crisis happens? And evaluate the evidence and at the same time monitor the results of the judgment and the actual outcome. This is also very important. What exactly the decision you have taken, if the judgment is proper, and what exactly the outcome, this is also one commandment. Now, key factor for dealing with a crisis situation. So whenever the situation comes, because crisis comes, unfortunately, how to deal with a crisis situation? Let's discuss it. One is cash flow and communication. Communication should be very proper. At the same time, responsiveness, involvement, speed, and insurance and safety. These are the things you need to take care of the situation. If, for example, if you say you are running an organization, if you don't have the fire insurance, if you don't have people insurance, those who are working in your organization, what exactly will happen if any crisis comes? So your organization will be in loss. You need to take care of these factors as well. And Hotel Association of India guidelines for security measures in hotel, because hotels are the hub where the foreigners might come, tourists might come, and the business class people might come, so celebrities might come, there are so many customers might come. This is the place you need to take care, because this is a public place. What exactly the guidelines and Indian Association of Hotel Industry has given few guidelines. Let's discuss what exactly the guidelines. Material access control, whatever the access control is there, you need to take care of the access control. At the same time, people access control, those who are coming from front or a backhand, you need to be take care of the control parts also. And internal access control, whatever the internal access is there, for example, from one restaurant to another restaurant, or room service, and whatever the access controls are there, you need to take care of that also. And external access control also you need to take care. Safety and security function in hospitality industry. What exactly the safety and security in hospitality industry? You need to have the security officers, those who are there in external, internal also, they would be taking care of the safety and security for your internal customers and external customers also. The same time, security equipment have to be there. For example, if you say whenever you are going any kind of hospitality industry, they would be having the pre-check will be there. They would be checking your all carryings and belongings, where maybe the bombs would be there, maybe gun would be there, maybe knives would be there. The equipment need to be there, because personally you cannot check each and everybody. If you have the equipment where it can scan those who are carrying any kind of thing. At the same time, safety process protocol, there should be a safety process has to be there, and there should be a protocol has to be there, and identification processes and security processes handling guest valuables, because this guest valuables also very important. It might create a crisis also. And room key control, suspicious person, lost and found, these things has to be there in your hospitality industry. If you follow the system, almost you are taking care of safety and security. For example, if you see lost and found, the lost and found, those who are coming into your organization by like staying or eating food and all, if they misplace their mobile and personal belongings, and if you're one of your customer, one of your staff identify it, and where he has to submit it, there should be a lost and found cell has to be there. If anybody find any kind of belonging, they need to submit a lost and found, and the same thing can be conveyed to the management. Management will announce towards the customers and those who belong that, they will come and they collect it. At the same time, if any suspicious persons are roaming in your organization, the security officers need to take care and they need to caution them what exactly they are doing and all. Handling guest valuables, which we have spoken, the same time security processes you need to follow. For example, I will give you one small process where the internal customers are coming, where internal customers, those who are working with your organization, those who are coming from gate, if the security is there, if he is not checking them what exactly belongs they are carrying, so you are not following the processes, he might carry anything to your organization. So there is a process has to be there, security process has to be there, which has to be implemented in your organization to take care of safety and security. What to do in the event of a fire? If fire may happen any moment of the time in your organization, what need to be done that time? Let's talk about the process when the fire occurs. Raise the alarm, because each and every organization is well equipped for the prevention of the fire. So there would be alarm is there. You need to switch on the alarm. The same time, evacuate the building. Whoever is there, they need to vacate the building. Switch off the power whenever the electrical plugs you are using. If you switch off, there are less chances the explosion of the fire. And the same time, call for help. You need to call for the fire station, you need to call for the police station, you need to call for the hospital. So call for the help and close windows and doors, because if you are unable to close doors and windows, that fire can move to another building also, another rooms also. The same time attack the blast with the suitable extinguisher. There would be a fire extinguisher would be there in each and every location. If you are able to use it, you can use the fire extinguishers. Guidelines for preventing burns and scandals, because you need to prevent also. If you are unable to prevent it, it may harm your external and internal customers also. What exactly will happen? Use a thick cloth when handling hot liquids. Whenever the fire accident happens, you need to use a thick cloth. At the same time, carry heavy trays of hot liquid with hands and side, and stand well back when pouring hot liquids. Whenever you are pouring hot liquids, you need to take care. You need to take care of the pouring part also. Otherwise, it may become a fire accident. And prevent chemical burns by correcting using cleaning agent. Whenever you are cleaning the things, like, you know, you are using in a laundry, you are using in a housekeeping, you need to take a process for the cleaning process. Otherwise, it may burn your hands and your body. It may become a crisis for your organization. Guidelines for preventing electrical hazards, because whatever the organization you are running, you would be depending on electricity. There would be a hazard, there would be chances of electrical hazards also. Guidelines for preventing, how to prevent the electrical hazards, and let's discuss briefly about that. Know the location of emergency cutoff switches. For example, if any electrical accident happens, if you know the where is the switch of cutoff, if you are able to switch off that all electricity is passing in your organization will switch off, and the fire accident, the electricity accident will be dissolved. At the same time, do not use electrical items with worn or damaged fluxes. Whatever the electrical items you are using, if any kind of damage is there, you are not supposed to use. Make sure that the fluxes do not trail over work surfaces and water, because whenever you are using electrical items, it is not supposed to touch the water, because it may impact to electrical hazards also. And take care of when pulling out mobile electrical. Whenever you are pulling out electrical, you need to take care of that. And guidelines for lifting and carrying heavy objectives, because whenever you are lifting or carrying a heavy objectives, you need to take care of the process. You need to bend with the knees, not with the waist. You need to bend this way and hold the heavy and hold like this, and you can hold it this way. It will not harm your body. This is the process for lifting and carrying your heavy objects. The same time, guidelines for use of cleaning agents and chemical. Obviously, you need to use chemicals for the cleaning purposes in your hospitality industry. So that time you need to take care of few guidelines also. One is always use the right cleaning agent for the job, because whenever you are using a cleaning agent, for example, floor cleaner is different, glass cleaner is a different, cloth cleaner is a different, equipment cleaner is a different, sanitization chemical is a different. If you don't know the process, you may mix the cleaning agents. So you need to take a proper training for the cleaning agents as well, and use the correct amount and dilution. This is very important. For whatever the chemical you are using, you will not use concentrated, you would be diluting that. So you need to know what exactly the proper dilution is, and do not mix the cleaning agent, one cleaning agent with another cleaning agent. Please do not mix, because if you mix both chemical, it may react also. Always store cleaning agents in a safe way, secure and away from food. This is very important factor, because what will exactly will happen is that it may contaminate your food, and people might use that chemical thinking that as a food also. For example, if you see any kind of the chemical, any liquid, it may look as a water also. People might use that as a water also, and it may contaminate your food. If splashed with the chemical immediately, these affected organs with clean water and seek medical assistance. If any time the chemical splashes on your body, you need to wash your cold water and ask for the medical help. Now, guidelines for dealing with the bomb scare and attacks. What exactly will happen is, nowadays there are so many bomb scare and attacks also happening. That time, what exactly need to be done whenever you get call from unknown person, as in your organization we kept one bomb, attack might happen. That time what need to be done? Let's discuss further. In addition to normal emergency procedure, considering the following points when bomb threat is received by staff, keep the caller on the line for as long as possible. For example, you have received the phone and you are listening that somebody is giving a hint saying that I kept a bomb somewhere. You need to discuss with him as long as possible, because what exactly will happen is, whenever you are communicating long, that time your management or a government officers can trace the caller where exactly the location from where he is calling. The same time, ask the caller to repeat the message and try to record exactly the words. This is also a very important factor, because from where he is calling and what exactly the words are using, you can record it and you can submit to police also. Obtain as much information as possible about the location for the bomb. This is a very important factor. If you are able to find out the location, so your proactive may be success. Guidelines for dealing with the bomb scare attack too. There are some other guidelines also. Whenever you are getting a call like bomb threats are there, let's discuss further that. One caller that building is occupied and that the explosion could cause many deaths. This is a very important factor. You need to warn also. The same time, pay particular attention to background noises that you may hear on the telephone. Whenever you are receiving a call, you need to observe that what is the background sounds are there. Is there any music is there? Is there any noise is there? Is there any vehicle running noise is there? According to that, you can identify that from where he is calling. Listen to carefully to the voice to tell if the caller is male or a female, young, old or excited, because it will determine that person from where he exactly is calling, who is calling. The same time, immediately caller hangs up, notify management and the emergency services. This is very important. Whenever you get the call, don't neglect it. You need to inform to the management, and the same time you need to inform to the emergency service, that is called police. The same time, in general, very anyone acting suspicious, unfamiliar to your organization, you need to inform to your security persons. Thank you.